Report: Chicago's Brandon Johnson rated worst U.S. sanctuary city mayor. By Warner Todd Houston on August 14, 2024. A survey of mayors of the country's failing sanctuary cities finds Chicago Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson topping the list of the top 10 worst mayors. The survey, put out by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, looked at how the country's mayors are funding migrants, reviewed their work with federal law enforcement, and their attention to immigration laws, among other factors. Watch, Dem Chicago Alderman, Sanctuary Cities See Migrants Search as Cash Cow to Get Money from Feds. The early's ranking put Chicago as the third worst sanctuary city in 2022. Under Johnson's leadership, the city's problems with illegal immigration have escalated, resulting in worsening crime, overcrowding and chaos for city residents, the group wrote. Sanctuary policies are some of the biggest magnets drawing illegal aliens into this country. And sanctuary mayors are the loudest advocates of those policies, early executive director and general counsel Dalal Wilcox said. While they claim to be more compassionate than their critics, the policies of these mayors are actually causing unacceptable levels of overcrowding, criminal activity and death in their communities. The job of immigration enforcement personnel is to remove dangerous aliens and keep communities safe, added Tom Homan, early senior fellow and former acting director of ICE. Sanctuary mayors and their policies prevent ICE from doing their job, and innocent people are dying as a result. The lawlessness of sanctuary cities and their mayors is destroying some of our greatest cities, and that has to stop. Watch, Biden co-chair, Abbott has made immigration an issue for Democratic sanctuary cities. Johnson has put in place a long list of policies favoring illegal immigrants and has announced his support giving illegals the vote, has sunk millions of tax dollars into creating shelters for illegals, has diverted resources and support from the city citizens to care for illegals, and has faced growing resentment from Chicago voters over his obsession with caring for migrants. Johnson has also attempted to shift the blame for the migrant crisis from himself and Joe Biden to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who has sent about 37,000 illegals to the Windy City since 2022. Watch, Chicago mayor on increase in most violent crime, reparations money will help. Despite his attacks on Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the group said in its report, Johnson has continued full steam ahead with his sanctuary policies. Johnson is set to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money caring for illegal aliens even as many of his own citizens languish in poverty. Johnson even attempted to build an illegal alien shelter on the south side of the city that would have housed 900 illegal aliens even as tens of thousands of Chicago residents remain homeless. In second place was New York Governor Eric Adams, who presides over what the early calls America's most dangerous sanctuary city. The rest of the list of the top 10 worst features on third place, Denver's Michael Johnston, followed by Kelly Gertz, Athens, Georgia, Muriel Bowser, Washington, D.C., Karen Bass, Los Angeles, Marianne Baldwin, Raleigh, North Carolina, Reed Gusiora, Trenton, New Jersey, Ron Nirenberg, San Antonio, Texas, and Daryl Steinberg, Sacramento, California. All are Democrats, except for Nirenberg, who claims to be an independent. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.